Here we have two photographs taken in the Austrian Tyrol by a group of English people who are on holiday for a week. At the end of their holiday, they decided to have a bit of a do in the evening, and they're all sitting around a table having drinks and watching a floor show. And when a floor show was finished, Mr. Todd, the man who took the photograph — he is, by the way, a garage man by profession, he's an amateur photographer, doesn't handle a camera better than anybody else — he set up his camera in the table in front on delay, 10 second delay, went back, sat down, and the camera went off, but the flash didn't go off. So immediately got up, went back to the table, had a look at the camera, couldn't see anything wrong, reset the delay, went back, sat down. This time the camera went off with a flash. Well, anyway, eventually went home, had a look through all the photographs I took on holiday, put them in a drawer, and that was that. Sometime later, one of the other people in the party came to visit them and said, "Oh, by the way, can I have a look at our photographs we took on holiday?" "Fine, okay." So he took them out of the drawer and gave them to her. And she's looking through these photographs, and suddenly she stops in her tracks and says, "Who's that? Let's have a look and see who that is." Here is the second photograph, and the second photograph, as you see, are just the people sitting round the table, nothing particular about it at all, all laughing and joking. The first photograph, which appears without the flash, is something quite different, because right in the middle of the tables, with the people surrounding them at the back, is another figure sitting there, 15% too big, slightly out of focus, when everybody else is in focus except a woman on the left here and the man who have moved slightly, but she is out of focus, I am assured by the photographic experts, that is from because it's blurred, not because she moved. Say she's 15% too big, she can be seen quite clearly through the beer glasses on the table, and she is quite solid. Who is she? Nobody knows. Nobody knows where she came from, where she went to. But in that fraction of a second that camera was exposed, or perhaps maybe in 2 or 3 seconds, because if the flash didn't go off, then the camera would take a longer exposure. It would compensate. So for the couple of seconds that camera was exposed, she appeared in the film and then disappeared. Nobody saw her, nobody was aware of her. I have affidavits from all these people. I went to see all these people. I questioned them, and I gave them a questionnaire, in fact, which they filled out. Everybody, I'm sure, was telling the truth. I didn't interview 3 people because I didn't know who these 3 people were, and the rest didn't know who they were. But otherwise, it's a straightforward photograph taken by a straightforward person in a perfectly ordinary situation, and yet here we have another person appearing at a table, and I say without any doubt whatsoever that is an apparition.